Hi guys, welcome to Crazy Cruising. This is yet another episode. I'm so excited to have you guys here with me. If it's your first time here, well, on this side of the internet, we are barely living, we're barely surviving. We're just cruising through life. But that's not a red flag. Don't be alarmed. We are doing fine on most days. And yeah, it is what it is. We're happy to have you join us. On this episode, I have one of my best friends, my sister, like, yo, the true definition of ride or die, you know? I mean, we've been friends for what?
I think it's almost 2 years, yeah. But,
like, we grew up together.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people can't really say that. You know, most people don't have those ride or die friends. And I just felt it was important to actually really talk about that in this episode and just analyze that, you know? Because I know I have friends whom we've been, like, friends for years and we don't even speak anymore. So, like, is that something that has happened to you? Like, do you have friends who were once your friends and you were so close, but now you're like,
yeah. Everybody has such friends. Everybody has such a friend. Yeah, I have, like, I think I had a couple of friends. Like, you know, when you're in high school,
yeah,
you have so many friends, like, from different parts of the country and even areas. But the thing is, like, you won't bond with each and every one of them.
Yeah.
There are those who can hold your hands during bad and good times.
Yeah.
But there are those who stick with you only during good times.
Yeah.
So I have, like, let me say, toxic friends.
Yeah.
Like, they're there for you when
you have something.
Something to offer.
Yeah.
But when you don't have something to give, like,
everyone's gone.
Yeah, they are done with you.
Yeah.
So I think everybody has a toxic friend. Let me say that.
I think for me, when it comes to, like, the friends that I once had and we're not together anymore, it's like it got to a point where this is the direction I want to take in my life. And this is where you're going. And in no way do those two combine. Like, I love you, but bye. You know?
Don't be afraid to say no.
Yeah.
Just walk out. Others are just, they are pretending they love you, but yeah, they don't. Like, they speak evil things behind your back.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And that makes you feel bad when you hear somebody say, imagine our friend say this and this. And yeah, you're like, damn.
We were close, man.
Yeah, I told her about everything. Friend who wears this and this. Yeah, I she know, did this man. And this. Yeah.
And, like, I feel like you've said that you have, like, toxic or fake friends.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask, would you mind to share with us an experience? Because personally for me, I think there's this friend of mine, like, we were so close, like, really, really close. But it made me feel the relationship itself. It became a situation where if it's not your way, if we're not doing things your way, if we're not, like, it's like a boss and her employees, but you're my friend, you get me?
Yeah.
So it becomes so, like, you just take from me, you get? It's like, okay, we're going at this place, we're doing this and that, and then when it comes to the actual, like, you don't listen to anyone else other than yourself.
I know.
You know, like, if it's not Michelle's way, it's
not a done deal.
I know. It's crazy. I don't know. Would you mind to share just one of those experiences?
I remember there was this time. So it was in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2018, on June 6th, it was the shock.
Wow, oh my God. You know the day?
Yeah.
Wow, this is nice.
I remember that day, I had this. Let me say, it was good news, bad news.
Yeah.
So I was like, I decided to do a test,
mm-hmm,
and I found out that I'm pregnant.
Wow.
And I was like, God, what will I do?
Yeah.
So the only option that I had, let me go to my friends. Let me talk to my friends and tell them this and this is happening to me,
yeah,
so that I can know what's the next step.
Yeah.
So I called one of my friends. I told her, hey, hi, can we meet? And she was like, yeah, yes, we can. And I told her, I think I'm pregnant. She was like, okay, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I can show you somewhere we can go and do something.
Wow. No.
And I was like, okay. So I told her, okay, don't come to a conclusion. Let's call other friends. We talk about this because I really need help.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't have anyone. I was like, what will I tell my mom?
Yeah.
What will my family think of me? And like, it was like, I've just finished school, like in 2016, 2017.
That's
like,
high school now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, gosh, where am I going to start? Like, how will I raise this kid? So we talked about this and they're like, you should have bought it. Some said, you can keep the baby.
Yeah.
We will help you.
Wow. That's
we
nice.
Will help you. And I was like, I won't listen to anyone. And I just said, it was a joke. I was just joking with you. I just wanted to see your reaction.
Yeah.
And I kept off to those people who, like, they give me advice, like,
get rid of the child.
And I was like, an innocent kid. He doesn't know anything.
Plus, you could die. I mean,
I was not thinking about death. I was just thinking about the baby. Child. Yeah. And then after a while, some found that I'm pregnant. Many people ran. Oh my goodness, my friends. Damn.
I think that's when we reconnected, actually.
Yeah.
When you were pregnant.
Yeah. Some, like, I was all alone. Let me say, at that time before I met you, I only had one friend who's, like, she was there during bad, good times. Like, because I was, like, each and every single day, like, I would go visit to the hospital because I was sick.
Wow.
So they said many things. She's gonna be a loser. She's not any longer, like, I'm not supposed to be in their club. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, she's a mom. We are girls.
So I just felt bad. Like, I just sit there crying. Boy. Let me say tears at that time. They were my friends. I would cry.
Wow. And these are your friends. Like, yeah. You've been friends for long.
Yeah, like, I was there during their worst moments.
Yeah.
But I was shocked, like,
Why do
people have, like, let me say, evil hearts, evil mind?
Yeah. Like, it's a pregnancy, guys. Like, come on, I'm not,
like,
dying.
Even some, like, their parents, they would encourage, like, keep off. Like, I don't know if I would talk to you
and get me pregnant.
Yeah. So I was all alone at that time. But anyway, I just say, like, thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. It was a blessing in disguise. Yeah.
It was just a peaceful moment for me because I gained courage, strength. I knew true friends.
Yeah.
I knew, like, what I want in life. Because at that time, during girls, like, you only think about party, good dress,
nails, nice hair.
Yeah, nothing.
But, like, I think having known you now, like, with... But the lion is such a cute baby. Oh my gosh. He calls me babe, by the way. So I think seeing you with Lion and seeing who you've become right now, I think that was like a moment for you. Well, God was like, okay, these people, this is where I want you to go and this is what I want to do for you. And these people just like hold you back. So I think it was like a blessing in disguise. Yeah. And, you know, not every loss in your life will be like a bad thing.
It's a good thing. Like, when they walked away, it was a nice progress because, first of all, you will discover who you are.
I know, yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah, when you're alone.
Yeah, because you will make your own decision. You have nobody to tell you, I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know that those, like, the way you said, bossy friends. Like, no, don't do that.
You don't look nice. Like, but in reality, I think the thing that I've come to learn from, like, bossy friends, it really comes from a place of very deep insecurities. Like, someone who doesn't really love themselves. So now when they see you, let's say, like, you're thriving, right? Let's say you want to wear, like, a really nice short dress and it's, like, really cute. You want to have your makeup. And I'd be like, ay, unaka vibaya.
You know? Don't look nice.
Yeah, exactly. But in reality, it's because I know I can never pull off that dress.
You know, I tell people, every single girl, you're beautiful.
I know.
No matter the size.
Girl.
No matter the skin color.
You are
beautiful.
Very.
The only thing that you should discover is how to wear.
How to dress that nice body.
Dress your body like...
Style yourself.
Your
body is like your artwork. You know, just have to paint it real nice.
And nowadays, you don't have to struggle. Internet. It has everything.
Pinterest is my savior. Like, I... You know me.
Yeah.
Babe, have a date. Pinterest.
God created us with a purpose. Like, you'll find someone.
I'm such a firm believer of God will align you with the right people.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I think it was late last year. Remember, I was in a space where I was like, one of my friends actually told me, hey, Nabade, why don't you talk to so-and-so? And I was like, I don't know. You know, and at that point, it really hit me that one day you wake up with Michelle as your friend. The next day, you guys are not friends. And losing a friend is worse than a heartbreak. Because this is your sister, like
someone you love, someone like you are open with even more than your mom. The way you talk to your mom, like she knows a lot about you.
But like your friend is another different ball game. Like that is so much pain. And at the moment for me, I think I was like, God, I do not know if the people in my life right now will be there in the next 5 to 10 years. But I just wish, I pray that you align me with the right people. And to be honest, like, I have friends we've been friends for like years. And now is when someone is doing something and I'm like, okay, wait. You know, it's like I have this like third eye and I'm like, wait.
Don't do that.
We're friends, but like, and you know, when your friend does something, and the thing I think I like the most about our relationship is we are so open with each other. Like,
honesty.
I know. Like, Michelle is the type of person who'd be like, hi, babe. Must you wear that shoe, that dress? You know? And I think with friends, if you tell someone, okay, I don't like the way you spoke to me last time, and they're like, they do that constantly, I think for me, that's like, I'm done. I'm out.
Let me tell you one thing. You know, friends, a friend is like, I know a friend is someone closer than, closer. So close. Even your boyfriend is not that close.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I mean, like, before we date you, like, before I even think about saying yes to someone, Michelle has to approve. All right? So don't impress me. Impress her. And like, yo, she's hard to impress.
No, don't say that.
Disclaimer.
You see, a true friend will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
A true friend will tell you the truth. Like, Molly, I won't see you going astray. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Like, there's this time, like, you're in a toxic relationship.
I know.
And I'm happy there for you. The guy's mistreating you. And girls, please tell your friends the truth. I keep on telling Molly, one day if you ever see my boyfriend somewhere with someone, call me and tell me the truth. It's like you're laughing at me.
Yeah.
You're seeing me with the same dude and you're seeing the dude is cheating on me. Like yesterday you saw him with another chick.
And like today he's with you.
And yeah, and you're there like,
you guys are so cute.
Girls, don't do that.
Yo, that's not your friend, man.
Yeah, tell the friend the truth. Like, girl, this guy is not the right guy for you.
Yeah.
I know girls, they have this mentality. She's jealous.
I know, she wants my man.
Yeah. But let me tell you, a true friend will tell you the truth, no matter how it will hurt you, how it will break you, but
they'll always be honest.
Yeah, be honest with your friend. Like, girl, that dress doesn't look nice. Change.
Your makeup is a bit off. You know,
we do go through matatus. The conductor is the one who's selling you.
I see, still moment.
And you told me,
una couple. Poor. Yeah, it's not right. Yeah. I mean, like,
tell your friend the truth.
And I think also on that point of like saying the truth, I think we should also know like your friend. The point I'm trying to drive at is there is a way you tell someone. Let's say, yeah, this is one common one with females where you get back with an ex and you're like, but he said he's changed and stuff
and
like that.
And he's sorry.
And he's sorry and da da da. So see, I mean, like, I would be like, with some of my friends, I'd be like, hey, babe, nah, I don't think you should do this because of this and this. Like, with this bitch, I'd be like, yo, squefala.
Don't do that.
I would even tell you, don't. I'd be like, squefala, man.
You know,
there's how you say some things and people are different. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is just be honest with your friend. I remember, okay, so Mitch and I have like, two younger sisters. Like, I have a sister and she has a sister and they're really close. So this one time, the two of us are so hungry.
Don't share.
Oh, no, I have to tell people this. Like, we are so hungry. And then these kids, we ask them for money and they're like, nah, we're good. See, atuna pesa. And
they bought fries.
Like, I think it was like 100 bob each. And like, we just wanted like 50 bob, guys. Like, so they come back. They're eating fries and they smell like fries and here we are starving.
Almost to death.
Oh, man. What did we even make? I think we made pancakes. And there's this drink. It's really the nice.
One, the one that Lan say, soda motto.
Soda motto. That's what it meant. Let these two chicks have the audacity
to like, bear.
To bear. Like, ah! Y'all crazy.
I think they're not our friends. They're not true friends. Even if they're our sisters, they're not true friends. Because friends do share.
I know, man.
So they decided to share among each other because they're friends. That's why they go and they went and bought fries
for themselves.
Because they're friends. So I think they're not true friends to us.
Yeah. Like, I think we're not included in the friendship bracket. But like, the point is, like, it's very important to share with your friends and just be open with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, when I go through a heartbreak, I'm not going to lie. I remember this one time, I was crying. I was so hurt. And then Chick is like, oh my God.
Let me tell you, Molly, even dudes, they're supposed to be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest with your chick. Like, if you're tired with someone, tell her the truth.
Yeah,
like, this is not working.
Yeah.
You did this and this, and I wasn't comfortable with it. So
this is over.
Yeah, it's over. And I have found someone
who's much better.
Who's much better than you.
Yeah.
Instead, like, you're just there pretending that you love me.
You know, I think, now that you've said that, like, when we deal with men, we have these boundaries where it's like, okay, yes, you're my man, but you don't have the right to tell me what to wear, what to da-da-da-da-da. You have these rules for yourself where, like, a man will come into my life not to dictate how I live my life. Like, then why are you giving your friends such freedom or such control over your life? Because if I'm to be, like, in a relationship, and I'd be like, okay, babe, I spend ukivango fupi, da, da, da. I don't like when you have makeup on your face. I'm like, okay, babe, I love you, I respect you, but don't. So why is it that we have these boundaries for men and our relationships, but when it comes to our friends, we allow our friends to be toxic, we allow our friends to boss us around, we allow our friends to take advantage of us?
You know one thing? We are afraid of one thing. Like, what will Molly think about me if I won't listen to her opinion?
Yeah.
You know, maybe Molly will leave me alone, like,
yeah,
and find another friend.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Let Molly go, man. Yeah. Find another friend who will be there to listen to you. Don't be afraid. Like, I can never be you, Molly.
Yeah.
And you can never be me.
Yeah.
We are so different.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may think you are saying the right thing, but to me, it's not the right thing.
Yeah.
And maybe even me, you think, like, I'm telling you the right thing, but it's not the right. Like, we are different.
Very.
Learn to listen to your friend. If she isn't saying something that you like,
talk to her about it.
Like, Molly, don't go and gossip outside there. Molly said this. Molly,
tell me.
Molly, you did this, and I think this is my opinion.
Yeah.
I think let me try this path. Maybe I will progress. You see?
Yeah.
And as a good friend, you'll encourage me. Yeah, I'll be behind you.
Yeah.
Like, if it's bad, good.
100.
I'm behind you.
Yeah.
See, so let your friend even take risk. Everything is about risk in this life.
Yeah.
You want to wake up a billionaire.
I mean, like, if you can like, sacrifice your decency for a man, I mean, your friends... Come on. And I think we've spoken about, like, from a female perspective.
Mm.
I think the one thing I admire most about, like, men with their friendships is, like, men keep it 100 with each other.
True.
Like, yo, male friends will be there for you, but your female friends, like, I'm like, for like, you can go out with your female friends for a party looking like a clown and no one will tell you.
Other dudes, they will tell you the truth. Like, eish.
Hey.
Leumevaj.
Man, rada.
You see, like, you know, you laugh at me many times because I have so many.
Like, I think you have, like, 2 female friends.
And 1,000 male friends.
But, like, I think it's really important to just be careful with your friends. And that's why people say your network is your net worth. Your friends. And I think it's really important that instead of really focusing as much as, like, in your relationships with men and da-da-da, focus also on your friendships. Like, your friends are everything, you know? Invest in your friends.
Yeah.
Invest in your friends. And push your friends.
If you don't see your friends, ashamed.
Yeah, if you see your friends doing negative things, yo, just tell them this and that. And do not be afraid to walk away of toxic friends, toxic relationships. And I guess that's it. Thank you, babe.
Thank you, sweetheart. It was nice.
It was fun. We should do this again and again and again and again and have so many episodes and just advise these people like, yo, yo. So yeah, that was my friend Mitch, Michelle, Mama Lion, Mama Uri. Actually named that child. I know that's TMI, but anyway, he'll hear this when he grows up. Your auntie named you. So yeah, thank you guys so, so much for being a part of this. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, your family members. And yeah, leave a really nice review. Love you guys. See you on the next episode. Bye.